Madam Clerk?
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners Public Meeting, Tuesday, January 17, 2023. The time is 7:01. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law, 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the December 8, 2022 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Kelly?
Present.
Commissioner Evans? Commissioner Petracca?
Present.
Commissioner Tucci is absent, excused. Mayor Scarpelli?
Here.
All present, Mayor, except for Commissioner Tucci.
Minutes, Madam Clerk?
Thank you. We have regular meeting minutes of December 20, 2022.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
We have executive session minutes for December 6, 2022, December 20, 2022, January 3, 2023, sessions one and two.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Communications?
Thank you, Mayor. We have two social affair permits this evening. The first one is for the Elks Lodge. It's for their St. Patrick's Day Parade for Saturday, March 4th, from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. And the second one is for the Friends of Phoenix Center Foundation for their casino night fundraiser for Friday, April 28, 2023, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at 16 Monsignor Owens. I need a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
And that's it for communications.
Reports, I see Commissioner Tucci has a shade tree report. Commissioner Petracca?
Yes, I have my public safety report, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Bills, Madam Clerk?
Thank you, Mayor. Bill list for January 17, 2023 by department totals. Public Affairs, $93,974.87. Revenue and Finance, $3,903,402.91. Public Safety, $3,191.22. Public Works, $309,499.71. Parks and Public Property, $889,320.34. Water Utility, $4,426.47. Payroll as of Friday, January 6, 2023. Regular payroll total, $857,446.57. Overtime payroll total, $53,310.64. Total payroll, $910,757.21, for a grand total of $6,114,572.73.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Public comment on agenda items only. Would anybody like to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, let's move on to Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioners?
Nothing this evening, Mayor.
I do have some unfortunately really sad news. This week, I don't know if you heard about Dave Gotzel passing away. His dad had the architect place here and helped many people in Nutley, and Dave has been through the mill, to say the least, dialysis, one thing after the other. He's a lifelong friend of mine. He was in the deli every single day, a true gentleman, and it was actually hard to walk in the store without him being here, but he passed, I believe, on Monday. Also, sad news to report, Deputy Chief Green also lost his brother to double pneumonia, 58 years old, a young guy. So if we can, Mayor, if we could just have a silence, a moment of silence for those two. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Commissioner Kelly?
Just so we're having the blood drive in honor of Keith Jarrett at the end of the month. Go to the health department for more information, or call or look online. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's move on to ordinance introductions. Commissioner Evans?
Thank you, Mayor. I have an ordinance number 3508, This ordinance is necessitated by a change in the law by the state of New Jersey that requires businesses and rental property owners to maintain a minimum level of liability insurance. It also requires a municipality to collect insurance information from each of these owners and as evidence that they are complying with the state law. And this is outlined in this ordinance, which I'll read by title. An ordinance of the Township of Nutley adding Chapter 428 of the Township Code entitled Licensing and Business Regulations. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in Nutley Sun together with a notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on
February 7th.
On February 7th, so moved.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco?
Yes, I have ordinance for introduction number 3509, an ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the Code of Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Zones and Areas, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking, to add the location set forth thereon. This is for a handicap spot for 41 and Twistle. I move that the ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading. Is it March or February?
February 21st.
I see that. For February, March 21st. I move it.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Kelly?
Yes, I have an ordinance to amend an ordinance to fix the salaries of certain officers and employees effective January 1st, 2023. I move that this ordinance be passed to the second reading and advertised in Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners shall be held at its second reading on February 21st, 2023. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Kelly, continue with resolutions.
Sure. Thank you, Mayor. I have two on for this evening. The first one is for National Blood Donor Month. Whereas on December 31st, 1969, President Richard Nixon proclaimed January 1970 as the first National Blood Donor Month, as requested by Senate Joint Resolution 154 to pay tribute to voluntary blood donors and encourage new donors to join. Whereas the demand for blood donations goes beyond unexpected emergencies such as car accidents and natural catastrophes, they're regularly needed to treat patients facing disease like cancer, cardiovascular disease, surgeries, and organ and bone marrow transplants. Whereas one in seven people entering a hospital depend on a ready and available blood supply, whereas every 2 seconds someone in the United States needs a blood transfusion. And whereas an estimated 3% of all Americans donate blood, with 20% of those donations coming from donors under 25 years of age. Whereas platelet donations are a very important part of the donation process, platelets are assigned the important task of clotting blood to stop bleeding and are vital for cancer patients, as well as those with blood disorders or undergoing open heart surgery and organ transplants. Now, therefore, it be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, recognize January 2023 as National Blood Donor Month, and urge all citizens in Nutley to support efforts and activities that bring awareness and education to blood donation during the month of January and throughout the entire year. Be it further resolved that we acknowledge and thank all those who regularly donate blood. The decision to give generously throughout the year helps save lives and gives more people their tomorrow. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
And I just want to add that outside of big natural, or not even natural disasters, but terrorist attacks and other catastrophes, there is not a significant amount of blood donors. There is a significant spike shortly after those events where the coffers are full, but the blood that's saved only lasts 2 to 3 months. And so after that 2 to 3 months, it needs to be thrown out. So while we get a big crop of blood during those unfortunate events, They only last so long, and we need a steady supply of donors.
So moved.
Second.
All right, sorry.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
The second one I have on for this evening is National Heart Health Month. Whereas heart disease is the leading cause of death for men, women, and people of most racial and ethnic groups in the United States. Whereas in the United States, someone has a heart attack every 40 seconds and one person dies every 34 seconds from cardiovascular disease. Whereas every year, about 805,000 people in the United States have a heart attack, and of these, 605,000 are first heart attack. The remaining 200,000 are individuals who have already had a heart attack. About 1 in 5 heart attacks are silent. The damage is done, but the person is not aware of it. Whereas heart disease is a killer that strikes more women than men and is more deadly than all forms of cancer combined. Heart disease claims the lives of 1 in 3 women, which translates to roughly 1 death each minute. And whereas 90% of women have 1 or more risk factors for developing heart disease, and whereas February is National Heart Health Month, and Friday, February 3rd, 2023, has been designated as National Wear Red Day, at which time residents are encouraged to wear red to inspire women to take charge of their heart health. Whereas a combination of heart healthy nutrition, living a healthy lifestyle, and following your healthcare professional's recommendations are all part of reducing individuals' risk for heart disease, heart attack, and stroke. Whereas the Township of Nutley Department of Public Affairs through its health department and the American Heart Association are committed to preventing heart disease through public and professional education about the risk factors, and therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, in recognition of the importance and ongoing effort to prevent heart disease, we do hereby proclaim February 23 as National Heart Health Month. I urge all citizens in Nutley to show their support for preventing heart disease by learning more about their heart health, eating a healthy diet, and maintaining an active lifestyle. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans?
Thank you, Mayor. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer is hereby authorized to refund overpayment of water charges in the amount of $1,169.80 for Block 3802, Lot 17. So moved.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas in December 19, 2022, the Municipal Clerk's Office received a payment of $690 from Nutley Lumber Company, Inc. via a check for the estimated cost of scanning government records requested pursuant to the Open Public Records Act. Whereas the scanning air service was performed by an outside vendor and the attached final invoice in the amount of $486.46 was submitted to the township upon completion. Whereas Nutley Lumber Company is entitled to a refund of the difference between the estimated cost of $690 and the aforementioned invoice amount. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer is hereby authorized to issue a refund in the amount of $203.54 to Nutley Lumber Company. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas New Jersey State Statute 54:43.30 provides that war veterans who were honorably discharged from active service in a time of war in any branch of the armed services of the United States who have been or shall be declared by the United States Veterans Administration to be 100% totally and permanently disabled in connection with their wartime service are entitled to a full tax exemption of their dwelling and the lot on which it is situated. Whereas the following taxpayer has filed an application for allowance of the full exemption with proper supporting documentation, thus making the taxpayer eligible. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that James Carl Mendoza be granted full exemption from the payment of property taxes from October 4th, 2022, and all subsequent years thereafter identified as Block 8900, Lot 25, also known as 138 Bloomfield Avenue. Be it further resolved that the Treasurer is hereby authorized to refund $3,638.66 for 2022 property taxes. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Thank you for your sacrifice and service. Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
My next two ordinances relate to temporary budget authorizations for the township in order for us to operate before we are able to adopt our 23 budget. Whereas New Jersey Statute 48:419 provides that where debt service is to be paid in 2023 prior to the time of final adoption of the 2023 budget, temporary appropriations should be made for the amount of such debt service in a manner and time therein provided, whereas debt service will become due during the first 6 months of 2023. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners that the following appropriations be made. For the current fund, total debt service, $1,819,610. Water operating, total debt service, $100,310. For the individual accounts listed therein, so move.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
This next resolution is for the operating budget of the township. Whereas 48:419 local budget law provides that where any contracts, commitments, or payments are to be made prior to the final adoption of the 2023 budget, temporary appropriations may be made for the purposes and amounts required in a manner and time therein provided. Whereas the date of this resolution is within the first 30 days of 2023, and whereas the total appropriation in the 22 budget, less appropriations made for the capital improvement fund, debt service, and public assistance are as follows. Current fund, $51,184,034.80. Water utility, $4,675,665. Whereas 26.25% of the total appropriations in the 22 budget, less appropriations for capital improvement fund, debt service, and public assistance in said 2022 budget is as follows. Current fund, $13,435,809.14. Water utility, $1,227,362.06. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, the following temporary appropriations be made, and that a certified copy of this resolution transmitted to the Chief Financial Officer for his records. This resolution encompasses the individual accounts that are involved. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
My last resolution, whereas pursuant to NJSA 48:9-145.8, Rosemary Berry has served as the Township's Municipal Tax Collector for a minimum of 4 consecutive years immediately prior to January 1, 2023, whereas NJSA 48:9-145.7 requires any person appointed a reappointment as Municipal Tax Collector must hold a Tax Collector Certificate issued pursuant to NJSA 48:9-141, Section 2, PL 1979, C-384, and Section 6 of PL 1993, C-25, and there. And whereas Commissioner Thomas J. Evans desires to reappoint Rosemary Berry to an additional term effective January 1, 2023, and ending in December 31st, 2026, whereas pursuant to NJSA 48:9-145.8, being reappointed, Rosemary Berry will attain tenure during this term, whereas Rosemary Berry has satisfactorily performed her duties as municipal tax collector. Now, therefore, be resolved by the mayor and the commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the township agrees that Rosemary Berry should be reappointed to the position of Township of Nutley tax collector effective January 1, 2023, and that Ms. Berry will attain tenure protection through this reappointment during her continued term of office. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco.
Yes, resolution authorizing the Township of Nutley through the Nutley Police Department to participate in the Defense Logistics Agency Law Enforcement Support Office 1033 program to enable the Nutley Police Department to request and acquire excess Department of Defense equipment. So this is a pretty long resolution. What we're trying to do is get some equipment from the government dealing with the flooding to those big trucks. So I'll move it as written. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas the Township of Nutley desires to apply for and obtain a grant from the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs for approximately $31,000 to purchase protective clothing such as turnout gear, hoods, and gloves for the township's fire department personnel. Now therefore be resolved by the Mayor of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County of Essex, New Jersey, as follows. The governing body of the Township of Nutley does hereby authorize the application for such a grant, and the governing body recognizes and accepts that the department may offer a lesser or greater amount, and therefore upon receipt of the grant agreement from the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs to further authorize the execution of any such grant agreement. And also upon receipt of a fully executed agreement from the department does further authorize the expenditure of funds pursuant to the terms of the agreement between the Township of Nutley and the County and the Department of Community Affairs. Be further resolved that the mayor and the township clerk are authorized to sign the application and that they or their successors in said titles are authorized to sign the agreement and any other documents necessary in connection therewith. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Thank you, Commissioner. The first seven resolutions will be Commissioner Tucci, so I'll read. This is resolution number 1123, resolution authorizing New Jersey Department of Community Affairs 2023 Local Recreation Improvement Grant Program. Whereas the Township of Nutley desires to apply for and obtain a grant from the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs Local Recreation Improvement Grant for approximately $100,000 in order to enhance the recreational opportunities for our residents by supporting improvements to Rhine River Park with proper recreation amenities. Be it further resolved that the persons whose names, titles, and signatures appear below are authorized to sign the application and that they or their successors in said titles are authorized to sign the agreement and any other documents necessary in connection therewith. I move the resolution.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas on December 6, 2022, resolution number 339-22 awarded a contract to Advanced Mechanical Corp. 9 Wallstrom Court, Passaic, New Jersey, for the HVAC modernization improvements at the Nutley Public Library in the amount of $950,000. And whereas, as a result of value engineering between the architect and contractor, it has been determined that the amount of the contract can be reduced to the amount of $150,000. Whereas change order number one has been authorized for a reduction in the amount of $150,000 for a total contract price of $800,000. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners in the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey. The change order number one is attached as a change from the contract previously made by the Township of Nutley with Advanced Mechanical Corp. for the project known as HVAC Modernization Improvements at the Nutley Public Library. Is hereby authorized and approved and move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the treasurer is hereby authorized to refund payments recreational programs in amount listed below, 25 Florence Street, $120 for the year 2023. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas sealed bids were received from Electrical Services on November 23rd, 2022 in the Township of Nutley, whereas TSUJ Corp. Wayne, New Jersey was a low bidder at the following prices, whereas the contract is not to exceed $90,000. The funds are available from account number 3-01508-200 in the amount of $40,000 and capital ordinance number 3479A in the amount of $50,000 for services contingent upon adoption of the 2023 budget with an option to extend for a year. Have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Said certification be attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract for electrical service be awarded TSUJ Corp. P.O. Box 4621, Wayne, New Jersey. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas Township of Nutley entered into contract with Viridian Environmental Consultants, Upper Montclair, New Jersey, for NJDEP response for Gladsback, Tremont Place, and Chestnut Street. And whereas the Director of Parks and Public Property has recommended the following change order from said contract, change order number one, NJDEP response for Glassback Tremont and Chestnut Street in the amount of $3,019.18. Whereas funds are available for capital ordinance number 3425C and have been certified by the chief financial officer, and said certification is attached to this resolution, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township Pinellas County of Essex State of New Jersey that change order number one in the amount of $3,019.18 is hereby approved. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas Township Pinellas received sealed bids for surplus equipment no longer in use by the township on January 11, 2023, and whereas Jersey One Auto Sales and Marzak Inc. Were the high bidders for the equipment listed below, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township Pinellas County of Essex State of New Jersey that the surplus items to be sold to the highest bidders. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas the Township of Pinellas has a need to acquire Vision Care Network Plan services on behalf of the township. Whereas such services may be acquired as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A-20.4, 20.5 is appropriate. And whereas Premier Options Benefit, 990 Cedar Bridge Avenue, Brick, New Jersey, submitted a proposal indicating they will provide the services for the sum of $1,444, and whereas funds will be available from account number 201-526-245 and have been certified by the chief financial officer. Now therefore resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Township Pinellas authorizes the Commissioner of Parks and Public Property to enter into a contract with Premier Option Benefits. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. That was Commissioner Tucci's resolutions. These are two, the next two are mine. Appointment of 5G wireless communication characters and facilities consultant, Hoplite Communications, LLC. Where it is necessary for the Township of Pinellas to retain a consultant to provide municipal services with regard to the municipality's communication carriers, as carrier agreements and wireless communication facilities, and particularly installation of next-generation mobile networks in the public right-of-ways, are beyond the scope and expertise of the professionals normally utilized by the municipality. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township Pinellas County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Hoplite Communications is hereby appointed as the consultant to the municipality to provide municipal services with regard to the municipality's communication carriers as set forth in the summary of service referenced herein, and be further resolved that the consultant will provide service to the municipality at no cost to the municipality for the term January 1st, 2023 through December 31st, 2023. Be further resolved that all services rendered to the municipality will be paid by the communications utility carrier. Be further resolved that the Board of Commissioners Township Pinellas hereby authorizes the mayor and municipal clerk to enter into a contract with Hoplite Communications in accordance with the terms of this resolution. Be further resolved that the municipal clerk be, and she is hereby authorized and directed to forward a copy of this resolution to Peter J. Lupo of Hoplite Communications upon its passage, and be further resolved that this resolution is available for public inspection in a municipal clerk's office. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas raffle applications have been received from the following organizations: Friends of the Phoenix Center, license number 1-23 on-premise casino night, license number 223 on-premise 50-50 cash raffle to be held Friday, April 28, 2023. Nutley High School Crew Boosters, license number 323 on-premise merchandise raffle, license number 423 on-premise 50-50 cash raffle to be held Saturday, March 18, 2023. Whereas the application has been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township Pinellas County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are hereby approved and the municipal clerk is authorized to issue said license, and I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Would anybody like to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none, Mr. Bruno, we have a need to go into executive tonight.
We do.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you. Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances, And whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and the State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley move into close executive session to discuss personnel and contract negotiations.
Potential litigation.
And potential litigation. Be it further resolved that time when such discussions may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosures may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and/or anticipated legal personnel contractual matters and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statutes. This resolution will take effect immediately. Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. There will be no further business being conducted after the executive session. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Move it.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Time is 7:32.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.